Each week, Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us for WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you for having me.
The Sabres just completed a four-game Western road trip. They won only one of those games Sunday against Anaheim. They're 1-4-2 on the season. These were late games. A lot of fans here couldn't stay up to watch them. So give us some overall impressions of the trip. How did they look?
They looked okay at times. I think before Tuesday night, they were steadily improving. They were building toward their first win on Sunday night against the Ducks. And it started last Thursday against the San Jose Sharks. They put Josh George, the veteran defenseman, in, and I think he's kind of stabilized things. They had a tighter effort. Saturday in Los Angeles, they probably played well enough to win or maybe get a point. They came back late and tied it, but their special teams failed them. They allowed three power play goals. But within those two games, you just saw a much, much different team than you saw before they left for the West Coast. And then they played a terrific game Sunday against the Ducks. Anaheim's a tough place to play. They're always a good team. And yes, the Ducks were a little shorthanded, but that was a terrific first win for the Sabres, just gutting out a road win, jumping on them early, playing tight. They got a great effort from Chad Johnson and net. Williamsville's Justin Bailey got recalled, gave him a spark right away, scored a goal. And it was a nice first win for Coach Phil Housley. And then they come back Tuesday night against the Vegas Golden Knights, an expansion team, and they lose in overtime. And the Golden Knights are a different kind of expansion team. The NHL tilted the rules so they could get better talent. They don't really have a bunch of casts off. They have guys who were regulars on their teams last year. They have some pretty prime talent. But coming off the way the Sabres have been playing, coming off Sunday night's game, you think that's a game they should win. And they were terrible for a lot of the game. They came back in the third period and had a roaring comeback, got it to overtime. And when Evander Kane scored late in the game to tie it at four, you figured they were going to win. But they lost in overtime, and that's a rough loss to finish the road trip with one win, to not be able to build on Sunday's game. And Phil Housley was pretty upset after the game, probably as upset as I've seen him here over the first month or so. He ripped team for their lack of accountability, urgency. They start games poorly. I mean, it's a trend that goes back years over different coaches, but they can't cure it. And I think we knew with a new coach, new GM, new philosophies, 10 new players, the Sabres weren't going to gel right away. It might take some time. But here we are 2 weeks into the season. They have one win, and the clock's ticking already. If they want to stay in the playoff chase, they have to go on a little run here in the next week or two, or they're going to follow the race before Halloween.
Well, a couple of guys that really needed to get going finally scored their first goals of the season, Ryan O'Reilly and Sam Reinhart. For this team to be successful, they need to produce.
Yes, in today's NHL, your top players, your top scorers have to produce if you want to win. I think the Sabres went until Saturday's game against the Kings before they got an even-strength goal this season where Jack Eichel wasn't on the ice, which tells you the kind of production they've been getting at even strength, which is, I mean, that's incredible that they could go on that long, that no one could score a goal without Jack Eichel on the ice. You can dissect why they were winless a lot of different ways, but Ryan O'Reilly and Sam Reinhart not producing is at the top of that list. And it's no coincidence they finally won when Reinhart scored his first goal Sunday. It's no coincidence they got a point and scored four goals when Ryan O'Reilly scored two of those goals. He was on the second power play for the first time I can remember with the Sabres. And in Sam Reinhart's case, he wasn't doing much of anything before the Kings game when he finally got going a bit. In my opinion, he was a bad game away from being a healthy scratch, and it's been a tough going for him here early. He has goals in two straight games, but for 10 days or so, he was terrible. The Sabres pretty much committed to making him a center, his natural position again. That lasted only a few games, and he's in a contract year, and so far he has not had a good start. And Ryan O'Reilly's notoriously hard on himself. Before they left for California, he said he thought he had been invisible, and I agree with that. I mean, there's been games this year for most of the game you don't notice I'm on the ice, and I don't know if it's adjusting to a new system, different kind of expectations, but he's had a terrible start. And this is a guy who makes a lot of money, who's expected to be maybe their top all-around player, play in every situation, score 20 to 30 goals, have 60-plus points, and so far he's had a pretty bad start.
Well, goalie Chad Johnson got back-to-back starts Sunday and Tuesday. Do you think we could see more of a timeshare this season between him and Robin Lehner?
Chad Johnson could definitely steal starts from Robin Lehner. He stole one Tuesday in Las Vegas. I assume that was going to be Robin Lehner's game before Chad Johnson played terrifically Sunday in Anaheim. And you go back 2 years ago when Chad Johnson was in his first stint with the Sabres. Robin Lehner was hurt most of the year. Chad Johnson wound up playing almost 50 games. very quietly from November on, he was one of the NHL's top goalies. And he's not real big name. He's been on six teams. He's never been a full-time starter. But Chad Johnson's a pretty good goalie, and I think he could start in the National Hockey League. And if Robin Lehner keeps faltering, he's definitely a guy they can turn to carry the load, in my opinion. And Robin Lehner hasn't had a great start. I don't think he's been terrible. I think they've hung him out to dry a lot through the first couple of weeks here, but he hasn't been the difference maker. He's in a contract year. The Sabres are expecting him to make a push forward after he had a really pretty strong season last year on a bad team.
Well, the Sabres are back home tomorrow night hosting the Vancouver Canucks. Then it's off to Boston for a game Saturday. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.